Zadok Ben David was born in Bayan, Yemen in 1949. He lives and works in London and Tel Aviv. Zadok Ben David concerns himself with the topic of human evolution by employing drawings taken from various contexts and transforming them into three-dimensional sculptures. A recurrent element is the evolutionary chain. His work in the Neanderthal plays on this order of the evolutionary process.
When initially I was asked to make another evolution here for permanently sited outside the museum in the entrance of the valley, I wasn't really sure whether I would be excited myself or whether it's a good idea, you know, to do another evolution. And since it is a Neanderthal museum, I thought I should do something as Neanderthal to remind the Neanderthal man that was discovered here. But I was not really interested in doing another piece of Neanderthal man. I wanted to link it with my idea of evolution. So I started thinking what kind of evolution I can do without using the typical evolution that we know of the theory, but of the Neanderthal man. And I came out with the idea of making it as evolution of Neanderthal men of a one lifespan, which means started from very small, growing until, you know, until it reached some kind of maturity. But in fact, I used the same image, almost exactly identified, you know, but identical. It's just the size of them is different. So when you see a tiny one, but it doesn't look like a baby one, it's only small, but it looks like grown up. And it can be read in a different way than you expect it to. But also, in terms of concept, I wanted to have a drawing in space. And to have a drawing in space to look very thin and very strong, I had to use this material. But nevertheless, I decided that this material will not be painted and it will not look like it's been forced on nature. What it will be rusted and will just wear out, you know, through the seasons, and will be weathered. Originally, these images came from the most famous drawing, which Time Life, I think it was in published first times, must be around 70 years ago, in Time Life magazine. These typical Darwin evolution theory that was published there, it seems to be so well recognized, and that's why I used an image that is well, almost acceptable and identified. But the drawing themselves is full of details, and they look very hairy, you know, like really animal covered with lots of hair and fur. And to cut something like that and to make something like that in sculpture is not that easy, and I'm not really interested in going into that detail. So what I've done is in some way I modify it by having a drawing which based on it, but have rather curvy images more than just lines and lines and lines of hairs. And luckily it's proved to be readable and quite successful. I don't know whether they scientists nowadays agree with that or not, but as an artist, I'm not really interested in the truth or the or to prove, you know, scientifically, because I don't have the means to do it, but I'm interested in the theory. So I'm interested generally with the concept. So the concept itself is more important to me than the details. This project, in some way, it's very much part of the natural process of development of my recent work. Yet at the same time, it is a little different, as I'm not taking it only to the outside or to the nature, and which is normally a lot of my work are site-specific, but they could be anywhere. This one is has a symbolic aspect to it, because I've been using this image of the Neanderthal man the last, I would say, 15 years as a part of the whole evolution series. But to bring this image and to put it in opposite the Neanderthal Museum and not far from, you know, in the valley of where they found these kind of descendant or creature, I think it has much more meaning and importance to me. It's a kind of getting closer, you know, to the origin in terms of concept. But obviously, when people see it in this area, there's a much more relevant than if they would see it just in a square of any city or any town or even in a gallery.